You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. In a moment, we'll talk about the agricultural weather forecast with Mark Russo. He's at Earth Risk Technologies in Chicago, Illinois. And just a reminder that you can find all of our programming at willag.org. That's willag.org. Mark, thanks for being with us. Tell me about the weather forecast as you see it in the next week or so.
Well, I guess the main news here is that from a temperature standpoint, kind of a deep freeze that's returned here over the past 24 hours in the Midwest will stick with us for another few days, but then that will lead to a period of a retreat of that Arctic air and temperatures moderating and returning back to more normal levels here by the end of the week, and in fact climbing to above normal levels across the Midwest starting out next week. But overall, kind of a variable pattern, but at least the extreme cold, it looks like for the next few days, are going to be done with it here for a couple of weeks.
I'm ready to be done with the extreme cold as you look to the southern hemisphere then and talk about growing conditions there. They've caught up on rainfall, I think. What do we see in Brazil and Argentina?
Yeah, we see even further improvement in soil moisture across much of South America. That includes Argentina, Brazil, Uruguay, Paraguay, as the pattern over the next few weeks features a lack of ridging of high pressure over interior South America, and that allows these frontal passages to occur and thus numerous rain opportunities to keep growing conditions in good shape from now at least into the middle part of the month.
And is there any other part of the world that you're concerned about at this time?
Well, we're watching some extreme cold in areas of Asia. No sign of it moving into some of your main winter wheat areas like Russia, Ukraine, or Europe, or China. But we'll be in relatively close proximity to these to some of these areas, namely China here over the next couple of weeks. So that's something to watch, at least in the short term there. And then that will need to be watched for like Russia, Ukraine, and Europe later on December if there's any indication of that Siberian air flowing towards that specific region.
Mark, thanks so much for taking the time with us.
You're welcome, Todd.